But then I'm also intrigued by the appointment he has appointed. So he appointed former head of the Law Association, Reginald Amor, who was at the time a practicing attorney. Now, as far as I know, you don't really just appoint somebody who's a practicing attorney just for AG, because I'm sure they will have caseloads. I know he practices both here and up the Caribbean. So it's something like this, I think, that wasn't done overnight. It was planned. It obviously would have held discussions with Mr. Amor. Mr. Amor would have done things he needed to do on the back end to ease up his caseload or to make changes to his workload to be able to take up the appointment. So where does it seem that it may be overnight? I'm curious by that particular appointment, because for me it signals that there were discussions going on in the back end that nobody was aware of.